Now it's 10:15 on a Sunday morning. It must be time for the omnibus edition of The Archers.
I didn't realise you were coming in this morning.
I thought I'd better make up for all the time I'd had off last week.
Oh, no, don't worry. The main thing is you're feeling better.
You are, aren't you? Yeah, thanks, I'm fine.
You still look a bit pale.
Really? I'm fine. There was a message for you from Mr. Pemberton. Wants you to ring him back.
Oh, right. Did he say what it was about?
The Grundys and their campsite.
Oh, yes, those travellers. Eddie promised me he'd get rid of them.
They were in the bull again yesterday, Neil said.
I might have known. I'll really have to get down there myself and sort it out. How is Neil?
Oh, he's all right.
Still working hard?
Yeah. Do you want me to get Mr. Pemberton for you?
Oh, it might be better if I had a word with the Grundys myself first.
Oh, come in. Oh, Shula, I was just wondering... Oh, Susan, you're back then.
Yeah, I'm back.
Feeling better?
Yes, thanks.
I'd come to see if you needed any help.
Oh, no, I'm fine now.
Oh, that was very kind of you.
Oh, well, bit of an excuse, really, I'm afraid. I've got to go up to the bull and see Sid.
Oh, right.
Are you sure you're all right, Susan? You're still looking a bit peaky.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm okay, honestly. What's this about finding old 10-pence pieces?
I'm sorry?
For the NSPCC.
Oh, yes.
Clary said you were in charge of it.
Oh, Shula and I.
I've been thinking about that. We ought to have a central collecting place. Then we can take them all into Borchester at once.
Yes, of course. I suppose the ball's the obvious place.
Oh, it's such a good cause. I'm going to get Emma and Christopher looking. Well, it'll take their minds off. Remind them that not all children are as lucky as they are.
It could raise a lot of money. There are still 300 million in circulation, apparently.
Oh, good heavens. Well, I'm sure we've got a few of them stuffed down the back of our city.
Somebody said if they were all found, they'd weigh as much as 700 elephants. Let's hope we don't have to lug anything like that into Borchester. Hey, Auntie Peggy?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I shall have to get down to the bull. I really can't put it off any longer. Nice to see you back again, Susan. Bye, Shula.
Bye.
Bye, Mrs. Woolley. Oh, dear. She did look worried.
Yes. Susan, would you mind if I got off too?
Oh, of course not. I didn't think you'd be here anyway.
Only we're expecting a phone call from Mum and Dad to say when they're coming home.
Oh, you get off. I've got lots to catch up on.
Oh, I don't feel you've got to get it all done today.
Oh, I want to. I'd like to get my work under control at least.
I wish Peggy would hurry up. I've got to get back to work.
Yeah, but she did only say lunchtime. I mean, it was me that suggested 1 o'clock, because... I knew Clary being by.
Well, you might have told me. I've said I'll be back at 2:15.
I did. You said you wanted to be here anyway.
Oh, yes, sorry. It's just it's bad enough she kept us waiting all weekend.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good sign.
Do you?
Yeah, like when the jury's out a long time, it's supposed to mean they're going to say not guilty.
Oh, I hope you're right.
I mean, she must be thinking about it. Otherwise, she'd just have turned us down on the spot, wouldn't she?
I don't know. I've given up trying to read Peggy's mind.
That could be her.
Oh, at last.
Mrs. Woolley, come on in.
Sorry if I've kept you waiting. Oh, Cathy, I didn't realise you'd be here.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Woolley. I just popped back for lunch.
Well, I'm sorry, Sid. I can't accept your offer. It's just not high enough.
Oh. Well... that's that, then.
If it was just for myself, I would. Lord knows I don't need the money.
Well, then...
But I don't feel the ball just belongs to me. It's family property, and I can't sell my family short.
Besides which, you've had a better offer.
No, I haven't. Oh, I don't blame you for being disappointed, but believe me, I haven't.
What are you going to do, then?
I didn't really want to tell you till I'd had a chance to talk to
you. Well, you've had all weekend. Oh, come on, this just isn't fair. We've been in suspense for months. This is our livelihood.
Yes, Kathy's right. We must have some idea of what your intentions are so we make our own plans.
Well, I hope you won't need to. I hope this won't change things at all.
You're not going to sell.
Not unless I'm offered the asking price in the next couple of weeks, Kathy. And that's looking less and less likely. So if I tell you what my plans are now, you must promise not to say anything until I've had a chance to talk to the children.
Children?
Yes. I've decided the best thing is just to give the ball to Jennifer, Lillian and Tony. Well, I'm not quite sure about Lillian, but... Well, you can see that it's delicate.
Yes, right. Well, yes, I see.
Look, I'll leave you to it. But you won't say anything to Jennifer or Tony?
No.
I'm sure it'll be for the best in the long run. I know you felt I was a bit set in my ways about some of your ideas, but you won't be able to say that about my children, will you?
No, I won't.
Well, I'll be in touch in a few days. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's a bit of a bombshell.
I'll say.
Oh, I never expected that in a million years.
Neither did I.
Still, at least you keep your job.
With Tony Archer as my boss.
I suppose it might not be so bad.
It's bad enough having him as a customer. I think I'd rather have had the community pub.
Good heavens, Elizabeth, what are you doing?
Cleaning the kitchen cupboards. We want everything nice and tidy for when Mum comes back, don't we?
Have you heard from them? When are they arriving?
Wednesday. But it's only Mum.
Only Mum? Why?
Dad's got an ear infection.
What?
I know, silly, isn't it? Imagine Dad with surf ear, except he caught it in a swimming pool.
Is he very ill?
Oh, no. But he's on a course of antibiotics for a fortnight. You know what can happen to your ears when you fly.
Yes, I suppose it might be painful. But why doesn't Mum just stay a bit longer? I mean, there's no reason for her to dash home.
Ah, well, I got the impression that she's a bit worried about how things have been going here.
But everything's been fine.
It was chaos that time she phoned.
We got all that sorted, didn't you tell her?
I did try. You know Mum.
Well, maybe I should ring her. I mean, it's silly the B&B is slowing down now anyway.
It's too late. It's all fixed. She's flying tomorrow. Or perhaps it's today. You know, I can never remember which way the time works. Anyway, she's arriving on Wednesday.
She's not stopping over. She'll be exhausted.
That's what I said. But she said she wasn't that keen on travelling on her own, so she wanted to get it all over with.
Why isn't Kenton coming with her? If Dad's well enough for Mum to leave...
Dad and Kenton are still in Cairns, and Mum had to get back to Sydney because she couldn't change the ticket.
Yes, but I thought he was booked on that flight as well. Still, I suppose it would be a bit lonely for Dad up in Cairns on his own.
Yeah, and Kenton's met these old mates, and he's sailing off the Great Barrier Reef with them.
Oh, I see. Anyway, what time's Mum getting to Heathrow? Maybe I could pick her up.
Oh, no, I'm doing that. It's all arranged.
Oh, right. So Kenton will be coming home with Dad, will he?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Has he told Nelson?
Oh, Shula, stop being such a twin. He's a big boy now. Let him sort his own life out.
Maybe you're right.
It doesn't make much difference.
Kenton's doing very well with Nelson.
I didn't mean that. I mean, he's got Debbie there covering for him. I expect she'll be glad of the extra work.
Have you seen her recently?
No.
Or Richard?
No. Shula, if you're trying to tell me tactfully that you've seen them out together, it's okay. And it's exactly what I was expecting.
I've seen Richard, but not with Debbie.
Oh. Well, who then?
No one I knew.
Where? When?
In the Feathers last night. Mark and I popped in there for a drink.
What does she look like?
I didn't really notice.
Oh, come on. You must have. I'm just being nosy. I don't care if he dates all the blondes in Borsetshire.
Redhead, actually.
Red? What, Hennard, you mean?
Oh, no, I'm sure it was natural. They were only having a drink.
And the rest. Oh, come on, Shula, I can see it in your face.
The Feathers does get very crowded.
They're all over each other. Fine. Just fine.
Yes, you can look in the armchair. And your toy boxes, but don't just tip them out on the floor.
Well... That should keep them quiet for a bit.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea, this scavenger hunt.
Keep them busy till bedtime. They've had their tea. I didn't think you'd be back this evening.
Ah, that's all right. I'll get myself something later. Have you eaten?
Oh, I'm not very hungry.
Look, you've got to keep your strength up.
I had something with the kids. Don't fuss.
All right. Nice cup of tea, then.
Oh, if you like.
You'll never guess who phoned me at work today.
Who?
John Archer.
Oh, is that all?
Should have been cheap. Reckon I'll have to sell him a litter after all we could do with the money.
And what's that supposed to mean?
What?
I'll pay the money back, Neil. I'm going to ask Shula about overtime. She's coming round later to pick up the kids' 10 pence pieces.
Well, I didn't mean
I'll
that.
I'll pay it back.
You won't have to sell your precious pigs.
I want to. I was just trying to make conversation, that's all. Look, Susan, we've got to talk.
There's nothing to talk about. You don't trust me.
I do.
Thieving runs in the family. You probably think it's genetic.
I never said anything like that. I only meant...
Hello?
Sheila. Oh.
Sorry, is this a bad time? The children let me in.
I wish they wouldn't do that. It could have been anyone.
Well, it's only Sheila. Come in, Sheila.
It was just about the 10 pences. I can come back.
No, the kids are looking for them now.
Yes, they told me.
Oh, where on earth is that?
Now, don't worry, Susan. I'll go.
Oh, look, Susan, I'm sorry. This is a bad time.
No, it is. I wanted to talk to you about work.
If you're still not feeling up to it...
I'm fine. In fact, I was wondering about some overtime.
Overtime?
When I've made up my hours, of course.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, this trouble with the travellers. If Mr. Pemberton wants people rung up or something...
What sort of people?
I don't know. Lawyers?
If it comes to that, I'll have a clearer idea once I've seen the Grundies.
I know Mr. Pemberton must think badly of
him. No, he doesn't.
I just want everything back like it was. I'd do anything.
Susan?
What is it? We're talking.
It's the police.
What? Oh, dear. Have they found Clive?
No, not exactly. They found out where he was.
No!
It doesn't matter. When they raided the place, he wasn't there anyway.
Oh, Susan. What a worry for you.
But why have they come here?
They wouldn't tell me. They want to talk to you.
What's that? No more bills.
I thought we might have heard from one of them competitions by now.
Oh, no, Eddie. They take ages.
Well, the closing date for that car one was August.
And how many people do you imagine entered that? It'd take them a month to sort it out.
And there's another one we can have a go at while we're waiting. When you next go shopping, you get 6 tins of these broad beans.
You don't like broad beans.
Yeah, but the kids will have them.
Oh, not this week. I shan't be able to concentrate.
What's so special about this week?
It's the WIAGM. They're appointing me secretary, or had you forgotten?
Well, could I? You've been on about it enough.
Yeah, but I ain't been appointed yet.
There's only you who wants the job, ain't there?
Yeah, but they might have changed their mind.
You're the only one daft enough to want to do it.
I knew no good would come of it.
Oh, what are you on about now?
Them travellers. Yeah. I told you we should never have had them in the first place.
Oh, I don't remember that. I remember you snatching half the money out of me hand.
Oh, dear, are they still there?
Them and some friends.
Oh, no.
Great.
Great, great.
Yeah.
All the more money for us.
Do you know the estate wanted a move? How many more are there?
About half a dozen.
Oh, my God.
Cluttering the place up with their dirty old vans.
6 at £2 a night. Did they say how long they'll be staying?
They can't stay at all. You've got to get rid of them.
Yeah, and a bus, if you please, and an old coach. This is a farm, not a garage. Any Roby wants to get that land plowed and planted.
I reckon I should charge extra for a bus.
You can't charge nothing. You've got to tell them to go.
Too much extra.
I think I'll go and collect the money now.
Eddie, the estate wants to go.
Don't see the art. Don't grieve over. Any road. They want us to make a profit, don't they?
I don't care, Emma. You lost it, you find it. And don't... slam the door!
What's the matter? What's she lost?
Oh, a reading book.
Oh. Here, I'll help her find it.
I thought you were doing your sandwiches. She's got to learn to take care of her things.
She's only 9.
When I was 9, I was... Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
What?
It doesn't matter.
Susan!
All right, then. I was going to say I was taking care of my baby brother. Then you can say, well, you didn't do a very good job of it.
No one blames you for what Clive's done. How many times do I have to tell you that?
You blame me for still trying to take care of him. You blame me for bringing the police round here.
No, I don't. But there comes a time when you just have to stop.
Does there?
Yes. He's in really serious trouble now. Armed robbery, escape from custody, evading arrest.
I heard what they said.
They said if he turned up here, you had to tell them immediately.
I heard.
And?
I'm not making any promises, Neil. I can't.
After what he did to you last week, terrorising you, stealing our money.
He didn't terrorise me. And you'll get your money back.
He isn't worth it, Susan. Can't you see that?
All I can see is that he's in trouble.
Yes, and it's getting worse. If he'd got any sense, he'd... just give himself up.
If he'd got any sense, he wouldn't be in this situation.
No, and if you had it... have we got any more cheese?
And if I had any sense, I wouldn't have got involved. No! You're right, Neil. Must be a bit of Arabin left in me after all.
Well, we'll see about that, mate.
There are such things as laws in this country, you know. And make sure you keep them blasted dogs away from my sheep.
Trouble, Eddie?
Oh, no, no. Nothing I can't handle.
Oh, it looks like it. I thought we told you we wanted these people moved on.
Oh, you can't expect them to up sticks and go just like that. Have a heart.
I had one last week when I believed you when you said they couldn't move till the weekend. I'm feeling more cynical today.
Well, that was true. One of the vans broke down. I was waiting for a part.
It's Tuesday, Eddie. How long are they going to have to wait?
Oh, don't you worry. I'm going to get them off now.
I wish I could believe you. But another thing you told me was there were only a few of them.
Yeah, well, there were.
1, 2, 3, 4... I'd call 10 more than a few.
There weren't 10 when I spoke to you.
Let me get this straight. I specifically asked you to get rid of the ones who were here. And you went ahead and doubled the numbers.
I didn't ask them. They just turned up.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And now they say they're not even going to pay me, blooming cheek.
They turned up and they're not paying.
Oh, I'm not having it. But I'll get rid of a lot of them before the day's out.
I hope you can.
Hello, Shula. Eddie didn't tell me you was coming up this morning.
Eddie didn't know.
Well, it's all right, Clary. You've got everything sorted.
I hope I'm going to see you Thursday.
Thursday?
The WIAGM. I should be appointed secretary.
Oh, yes, of course.
You'll come in.
Well, I hope so. I'll have to see how things go.
Oh, we'll see.
Well, Mum's back tomorrow. And I've got a feeling I might be rather busy at work. In fact, I think the sooner I get into the office, the better.
No need to go worry Mr. Pemberton on my account. It'll all blow over, you'll see.
I hope so, Eddie. I'll give you a call later. Bye, Clary.
Bye. Well, what'll blow over? She's cross about them travellers, isn't she?
It's all under control.
You could have fooled me. Oh, them dogs and fires and kids. Eddie, there weren't this many of them before, was there?
Breed like rabbits.
Eddie.
All right, there wasn't. Some more come in the night.
What are folks round here going to think? No wonder Shola were funny with me about the WI.
We've got more things to worry about than the blooming Women's Institute. Like getting these tow rags to pay up and ship out.
So then he went back and he said if there wasn't paying, there wasn't staying.
And what did they say?
They'd got nowhere else to go.
Well, that's their problem. Trespassing on my land, turning it into a rubbish tip. Where's my shotgun?
Joe, you mustn't. Some of them's got little children.
Well, I ain't gonna shoot nobody. Just let them think I might.
You'd only make things worse, and they're bad enough as it is. Yeah. Eddie's on the phone to Shola now.
Oh, what's he want to go into a daft thing like that for? We can manage without her help.
She rang him, and she hadn't been gone 5 minutes, so it must be serious.
It comes to summit when a man ain't master of his own land.
Joe, you've got to be careful. It ain't no use taking the law into your own hands.
The trouble with you, Clary, is you're too soft-hearted. Oh. What happened, eh? Somebody give you their babby to hold, did they?
No! Well, it was his little toddler. That was so sweet she was. She got her little curls all matted up, just like her mum.
Can't even keep themselves clean.
They was clean. It's just a fashion. Anyway, her mum would tell him
I
she
knew
was in this
here comes the hard luck story.
Well, Joe, if I was stuck in one room with William and Ed, because Ed, you walked out on
You'd
me.
You'd probably be a sight better off than you are now.
Oh, rubbish.
So what did Shula Archer have to say for herself?
Nothing much.
But you was on the phone for ages.
Yeah, a lot of good it did me. They won't help.
Surprise, surprise.
But she said she wanted them off.
Well, she does. But she reckons the estate can't get them evicted because we asked them.
I didn't.
So what are we going to do?
I thought you were all for them staying.
Not really. I was just saying
well,
I was
going to... Well, they can't stay.
Why not?
You don't want them to.
There's someone else, isn't there, eh? I can tell by your face you're right in summit.
Yeah, what else did she say?
She just wanted to scare me.
What did she say?
She reckons we're in breach of our tenancy agreement by having them here in the first place.
Hey!
What?
Oh, it's just that Pemberton flexing his muscles. Nothing will come of it.
It better not. Otherwise, you just might find yourself on the road along with your travelling friends.
Okay, okay, I'm coming.
Hello?
Hello, Susan.
Clive, where are you? Are you all right?
Oh, no thanks to you. And if you think I'm going to tell you where I am...
We had the police round. They said they nearly caught you.
Cross with you, were they? Arresting you for giving them false information?
What are you talking about?
Or was there a reward? What's the going rate for shopping your brother?
Shopping? I didn't tell them where you were.
Oh, they're telepathic now, are they? Read your mind.
Clive!
Clive, I didn't.
You were the only one who knew where I was. The only one.
I didn't tell them.
Oh, yeah. Coincidence, was it? I thought I could trust you. Oh, well. Trust no one. That's what they told me in the nick. I should have listened.
Clive!
Still, two can play at that game. How about if I shopped you?
What?
Yeah, it's made you think, ain't it? I've got a lot on you. If I go down, you'll come in with me.
You must be ill or mad or...
Yeah, I must be. Living rough again. So I need some more money.
But, Clive...
I'll ring and tell you where to send it. When I found somewhere safe from you and the boys in blue.
I haven't got any more money.
Find it. Then I might just start to forgive you. I never thought you'd do this to me, Susie. I really never did.
I didn't, Clive! Clive!
Susan? Susan, whatever's the matter?
That was Clive on the phone.
Oh, my Lord. Well, where is he? Have you rung the police?
No, but he thinks I did. He thinks I told him where he was.
Where is he now? That's what matters.
As if I would. But he said no one else knew.
Oh, love, he was just winding you up. I really think you should get on to the police.
I don't see how. I mean, we were alone in the house.
Can't you see now he's not worth it? How much more are you going to take? Of course you wouldn't tell him.
So you did. You did, didn't you? You overheard us and you told the police. Oh, no, Neil. Tell me you didn't, please. You did, didn't you?
I can't lie to you, Susan.
I don't know how you could.
I did it for you.
For me?
To get you out of this mess. To get us out of this mess. You, me, and the children.
You think I'd involve the children?
Suppose he rings again and one of them answers the phone. What are you going to say? What are you going to do? Think about us for a change instead of your precious brother.
I don't know how you could have done it. I just don't understand.
I did it because... because it was the right thing to do for everyone, and I'd do it again.
You won't get the chance.
If he contacts you again...
You think I'd tell you?
Susan, we're married. I love you. I just want what's best for you.
And you know. I don't feel as if I know you, Neil. I don't feel as if I know you at all.
They've come then.
Yeah. You know, I said I'd go see Neil last night.
Oh, I didn't expect that meant his pigs would be arriving this morning.
Neither did I.
He just caved in. He even knocked a pound off the price when I said he wouldn't have the cost of taking them to market.
Nah, it's us who'll have all the trouble.
I think him and Susan must have had a row. Hardly speaking to each other.
There's an awful lot of them, aren't there?
Yeah, and it's litter, Dad. That's what pigs come in.
Yeah, all right. No need to get cheeky.
You know, our customers like sweet little piglets.
Yeah, but they won't always be little, will they? You won't be able to keep 10 in this loose box when you start fattening them.
I'm not going to. I'm going to ask Neil if I can rent some of his fattening pens.
Are you indeed?
I thought he'd be pleased. We'll get them off the farm.
And who's going to pay for it? And for their feed, come to that?
I was wondering. I mean, Graham was very good about lending me a bit to buy the pigs.
Oh, but... no, John, no. No, it'll cost me enough to keep you at college. If you want to be a pig farmer, find your own capital.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Debbie.
Oh, I'm glad I found you. Oh, piglets, aren't they sweet? I didn't realise you had more pigs.
Yeah. What do you want to see me for, Debbie? About work?
Well, only in a roundabout way, As it's your last week with us, Mum's thinking of giving a barbecue in your honour on Friday. And, she wondered if you'd be free.
There you are, you see, Dad. Someone appreciates me.
Yeah. Jennifer's always had more money than sense.
Well, you're invited too, of course.
But I suppose you'd be interested in sponsoring my pigs. I was thinking of asking your dad.
Are you keeping them for charity?
Oh, yes. The John Archer Get Rich Quick and Leave Your Relatives to Foot the Bill Fund.
Anyone who invests with me can be sure of a good return. Being very short-sighted, Dad.
I suppose you and Mum will have a bit more money to play with soon, won't you?
Will we? Why?
When Gran gives you the bull.
When she does what?
Oh, you didn't know?
No. No, but then I'm always the last to be told.
Hey, Dad, that's good news.
No, I'm sure it wasn't like that. I only know because Gran's not sure what to do about Auntie Lillian. She was asking Mum, and I happened to come in, and...
Well, Lillian doesn't need any more money.
Yeah, we do, though.
I'm sure she will tell you.
Oh, yes, after she's talked to the girls. Of course, I don't count. I'm only the baby.
You're getting your share.
I'll believe that when Mum tells me.
I'm sure she will. Look, I'm sorry, I've got to get off. I'm meeting Elizabeth. See you on Friday.
See you. Hey, Dad, that's great, isn't it?
Be nice not to have to hear about it from my niece.
Oh, come on.
And Jennifer and Lillian don't need any more money.
You know, Gran, she have to do that to be fair. But they won't be interested in running a pub.
No. Oh, I suppose not. Landlord of the Bull, eh? Hadn't thought of it like that.
Yeah. Think of all the things we could do to it.
We, John? Who's we?
Afternoon, Sid. A pint as quick as you can.
Oh, dear. What's the matter with you?
I've been to see Mark Ebden. That'll cost me.
Oh, yeah. Lawyers don't come cheap. What's the problem?
Blasted New Age travellers.
What's this? Your bosom pals last week?
Well, that's before they invited all their mates to come and party.
They're not having a festival, are they?
Well, not if I can help it. But do you know? There isn't a thing the police will do about shifting them.
You were going to call in the police to help. It's a first.
I didn't want to. This state's getting really heavy about it. Seems we don't have much choice.
It's a point.
I'm blooming typical, ain't it? For one time the fuzz might do you a bit of good. They won't lift a finger to help. Oh, Tori, you are.
I'm surprised. I always thought they weren't too keen on that travelling friend.
Same old story. If some posh landowner wants them out, you can't move for roadblocks. But if it's Eddie Grundy...
Well, isn't Guy Pemberton posh enough for him?
Oh, he don't want to know either. Says we asked them, we've got to get rid of them.
I suppose you can see his point. Well, I'm surprised the police won't help.
Well, Captain reckons they can't. Unless they start using threatening behaviour or something. Well, they're not going to do that, are they? Bunch of hippies.
Hey, you'll have to do something. I don't want them cluttering up my pub. Regulars don't like it.
Afternoon, Sid.
Yeah, well, I've tried to do this by the book and got nowhere. I shall just have to take the law into my own hands, shan't I?
What are you up to now, Eddie? Pint, please, Sid.
Yeah, coming up. He's trying to get rid of his travellers.
You were daft to have them there in the first place.
Yeah, that's right. Kick a man when he's down.
And when you do get rid of them, make sure you send them right out of the county.
Am I supposed to do that?
I don't know. But I don't want them on my land. Neither will anyone else around here.
Oh, thanks. Times like these, you find out who your friends are.
You'd better let everybody know when they are on the move.
Pint of best, Tony.
Oh, thanks. You reckon Shire still is the best, then?
Of course. Never had any complaints.
Except it ain't free.
You wouldn't think of changing breweries. I mean, Eddie's right. You might find somewhere else cheaper.
I doubt it. Anyway, it isn't that simple. You need to change
it. It doesn't do to get too set in your ways. Not in times like these.
Well, they say that. Then you try and make an honest profit, and look what happens.
We're coping, thank you.
Of course, it might help if you brighten the place up a bit.
Like one of them theme pubs. Well, that'll be a laugh.
I'll try getting the youngsters in with my discos, and as I remember, you two were the first to complain.
Of course. When a man can't have a quiet pint in his own pub.
Doesn't want to be too quiet,
though. You're looking forward to the last match of the season. I think we've done really well.
I didn't play that much, if you remember.
Oh, look, there's Tom Forrest. He was asking for you yesterday.
Was he? You ever thought of opening for longer?
I wish you would.
It isn't that simple.
Oh, he means it's too much work.
Tom hasn't been able to do much work in his garden, has he? Since he fell over on your floor.
We did enough.
He probably just wants to bend my ear about how wonderful his new home help is or something. What would you say your busiest times were?
No, he really did need to speak to you. About the flower and produce show. I think you ought to catch him.
Yeah, all right. Hey, but you ever think about your busiest times? I'm really interested.
I bet you are.
What's all that about?
Oh, don't ask. Here. You know when he was talking to Mark Ebden?
Yeah.
I suppose he didn't say any more about this community pub idea, did he?
It sounds serious, then. They obviously can't bear to be parted. And this from the man who was on call every time we wanted to go out with him.
I wonder who she is.
Well, you don't recognise the description?
No. And he's never mentioned a gorgeous redhead in his past.
Well, he wouldn't, would he? Debbie, you didn't mind me telling you.
Oh, no. You know me. I always like to be up on the gossip.
But it wasn't just that.
Do you mind? I mean, it was you he was going out with.
It was you he wanted to see. That finished it for me.
Yeah, me as well. I told him. I wasn't encouraging him.
I know you weren't. He obviously just isn't serious about anyone.
He sounds pretty serious about this new one.
Well, good luck to her.
Do you mean that?
Yes. I've been doing a lot of thinking. I knew there was something wrong in the way I reacted to Richard. The way it became so important.
Did it?
Yes, and to be fair, he never suggested he was out for anything more than a good time.
I suppose not.
It wasn't Richard at all. It was Cameron.
Well, how do you mean?
I was such a fool over him. I really did myself so much harm.
Oh, Elizabeth.
No, it's all right now, really it is. And Richard was the last symptom. I think I'm cured.
I still don't quite see how Richard fits into this.
I kept trying to turn it into something it wasn't, to prove I wasn't such a failure.
Hard not to want something more, though, isn't it?
No. We're new women. We don't need men to give us our self-respect.
Oh, Elizabeth, a convert to the cause at large.
We've got our friends and our jobs and our families. Oh, Lord, is that the time? I mustn't be late for Mum.
Are you two eating lunch? Because I have to tell you, the quiche is running very low.
Oh, Nelson, I'm sorry, but I've got to dash. And I haven't had time to tell Debbie about Kenton. Can you? Look, bye now. Give us a hug. See you.
Bye. Oh, give your Mum my love.
That was unusually demonstrative for Elizabeth.
She's a new woman.
You don't sound convinced.
Well, she may be. It's me I'm not so sure about.
She's told you about Richard?
Yes.
I hope you're not too upset.
Oh, I told him last week there was no future for us. Only
tell Uncle Nelson.
Well, to be honest, I'm quite surprised, really. I felt sure he'd go for Elizabeth if I wasn't in the picture. What's he playing at?
Well, he's young. He works hard. He needs to play. Mm. You don't mind, do you?
Well...
Do I detect a hesitation, Miss Aldridge?
No, not really.
I suppose it's different when he gets snatched up by a passing redhead.
Nelson, you're a wise old bird, aren't you? Yes, perhaps it is. Oh, well. So what's this about Kenton?
He won't be back for another fortnight. So I was hoping I could persuade you to continue the sterling work you're doing for me.
Oh, Nelson, of course. I'd be delighted to.
Just ain't fair, is it?
No, I think we've agreed that. You get off home like a good chap. Let me lock up.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know.
Oi, Eddie, have a word.
Does he want to?
Oh, I don't know.
Dad's just told me he ain't got rid of them New Age travellers yet.
Oh, blimey. Don't bad news travel fast.
Perhaps you'd like to discuss it somewhere else.
No, I wanted a word with you as well. I think I ought to tell Brian Aldridge about the travellers.
Oh, don't mind me. Take out an advert in the Echo for all I care.
Well, I'm on my way up to Home Farm now.
Don't let us keep you.
Well, he'll want to know if they're on the move.
Well, they're not. They're on my land, and they're my problem. And I wish other folks would keep their noses out of it.
If that's the way you want to play it, I just think you're being very short-sighted.
Oh, do you? When I want some young whippersnapper still out behind the ears telling me what
Eddie,
to do...
Eddie, calm down. Go home, have a nice cup of tea.
Maybe this isn't such a good time for our chat, Sid.
Huh? What chat's this?
About me starting my discos at the Bull again.
Can't keep your nose out of anything, can you?
I'm sorry, John, I seem to have missed something. Oh, I'm thinking of starting discos again, yours or anybody else's.
Yeah, but that was before.
Before what?
Before it was all in the family. You'll find Dad and me much more flexible than Gran.
What's all this about?
You and your dad?
Yeah, we got loads of plans. Anyway, better get up to Home Farm. I'll see you.
Why, the young... I should have let you hit him.
I wish you had. What's he done to you?
Well, it's supposed to be a secret, but I don't see why I should keep quiet about it when they're not.
Keep quiet about what?
Mrs. Woolley's planning to hand over the bull to her children.
Oh, is she? You'll have to watch that, Lillian. And Jennifer Aldridge. She'll want it preserved as an historical monument. Probably get you all dressed up.
What did you say about not kicking a man when he's down?
Ah, it's the first laugh I've had all week.
What the... Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, I should laugh while you can. It might be the last one and all.
What's all that racket?
It's your visitors, Eddie. And their dogs and their kids causing a bit of a commotion on the village green.
Oh, no.
What's that saying about you laughs last?
Money, darling, one egg or two?
Oh, Mum, it's so good to see you standing there.
Cooking your breakfast.
I didn't mean that.
I know you didn't, sweetheart. Come and give me a hug.
Oh, I'm so glad you're back.
Oh, careful. Now, have the pan over. So am I.
You didn't have to get up to do the breakfast, though. I could have coped.
And I wanted to.
Don't you trust us?
I meant I wanted to get up.
Mum, what are you doing?
Waiting for my son to give me a good morning kiss.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Honestly, Elizabeth, you might have let Mum have a bit of a lie in.
I didn't wake her up.
No, I've been up since 5 o'clock. Do you want anything, David?
Just a coffee, thanks. 5 o'clock?
Well, that's this afternoon as far as I'm concerned. My body clock's all over the place.
You might know Mum would be the only person made more energetic by jet lag.
I expect it'll hit me sometime. I shall probably sleep all day tomorrow. Oh, no, I can't. It's a flower and produce show, isn't it?
Honestly. Well, you should get an early night tonight.
I can't. It's a WIA GM. I've got to support Clary.
Yeah, Mum, you're incorrigible.
I don't know how you can remember all this. You've only been back 5 minutes.
Oh, we caught up on all the gossip in the car, didn't we, Elizabeth? Here you are.
Thanks. Yes,
Even that excruciatingly dull letter we got from the Tregorans.
Oh, come on. I think it's wonderful the way John's managing to get all those lecture tours abroad these days. That move to Bristol was obviously a good idea.
See what I mean? She wouldn't tell me a thing about Australia.
Oh, I had a lovely time, of course. But it's good to be home.
Well, I still think you need a proper rest this weekend.
Got B&B's coming.
Oh, we managed perfectly well while you were away.
Yeah, well, I must say I'm pleasantly surprised by the state of the kitchen. I don't think I've ever seen the cupboard so tidy.
Well, I did that.
It's about all you did.
Well, at least I didn't do anything Dad might regret me doing.
No, because you didn't do anything at
all. No, no, children don't spoil things. Don't squabble.
Well, I'd better get on. What a fine time to nip down to see the Grundys if I can.
Oh, what about?
Oh, they've got some, Oh, it's nothing special. I probably shan't bother, actually. See you later, Mum.
Bye, love. I think I've been away too long.
We all do.
I get the feeling I've got a lot more catching up to do.
Oh, no, I think I told you all the sensational news. Uncle Tom and Bert Fry putting in joint entries for the Flower and Produce show. Clive Horribin on the run.
So, what was all that between you and David just now?
Must have been away a long time, Mum, if you've forgotten that David and I will row over anything.
And what's the trouble with the Grundys?
Oh, that. They've got some New Age travellers staying there or something. Lord knows why David wants to get involved.
Oh, dear, I hope he isn't going to do anything stupid. You know what he was like with Lisa and Craig.
Never mind about him. It's your travellers' tales I want to hear. Come on, Mum, tell me everything.
Good morning, Susan.
You're bright and early.
I'm still trying to catch up.
Oh, well, I'm impressed.
I think I've cleared the post. There's some letters for you to sign, and there'll be some more when I get these printed up.
Oh, thanks.
And Mr. Pemberton rang.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He wondered if you'd had a chance to talk to Mark about the travellers.
Oh, I have, but it's not very good news, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. He sounded worried.
So am I. Still, at least I can tell him Eddie had consulted Mark. That might convince him they're taking it seriously.
Eddie Grundy can sort a lawyer. He must be worried.
And he was prepared to call the police in. But there's not much they can do about it, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. That was one of the things he asked about.
Did he want me to ring him?
He said he'd ring you.
Oh, I don't suppose he said when.
No.
The thing is, I was hoping to pop down to Brookfield this morning to see Mum.
Oh, is she back? Did she have a good time?
I think so. I've only spoken to her on the phone. They got back very late.
I bet she was tired. It must be an awful journey.
Oh, she seemed full of beans. Wanting to know all the gossip, you know.
Yeah. Well, I suppose a lot has happened while she was away.
Oh, I didn't mean... Just the parish pump stuff, you know. Her chief worry seemed to be that she might have missed the WIAGM.
Oh, yeah. When is it?
Tonight. Aren't you coming?
I doubt it. Neil's been out every night this week.
Oh, that's a pity. I think Clara's a bit nervous about it, even though it's a foregone conclusion.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's got the silly idea that people will think less of her because of this trouble with the travellers. Apparently there was a bit of fuss in the village shop yesterday.
Nicking things, were they?
Martha thought so. Still, none of that's Clara's fault.
Folks don't see it like that, do they?
I suppose not. Well, I don't know about you, but I could do with a cup of coffee.
Right. Well, I'll just smell the kettle.
No, 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 it's okay. You get on with those letters. I shan't be a minute.
Okay. Hello, Barrow Estate Office.
Hello, Susan.
Clive, are you coming here?
I need that money. Have you got it?
No. Yeah. Look, I can't talk to you now. Shula will be back any minute.
Don't get any silly ideas about putting the phone down. Because I'll just keep ringing and ringing.
You mustn't. Look, I'll be home at lunchtime. Ring me there.
If this is another trick...
Would you believe it? I forgot the key. Of course not. It's just not convenient now. What did you say, Shula?
The key to the washroom, but I didn't mean to interrupt your phone call.
Oh, it was a wrong number.
Oh.
I mean, it was Neil. I've told him he shouldn't ring me at work.
I don't mind.
Mr. Pemberton would, if he was trying to get through. People shouldn't ring you at work. It's just not right.
Mum? Mum?
Over here, love.
Ruth says, would you like to come to lunch? You're not gardening.
I love to. I was going to come over and see Pip anyway. I bet she's changed.
Oh, yeah. She can nearly crawl now.
Really? That's very early.
Well, we think she can. Anyway, I'm glad you're coming, but then you must have a rest. The garden will keep.
The flower and produce show won't. I was just looking to see if I got anything fit to enter.
Ah, Yeah, look, I'm sorry about your chat.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Only the guests liked it so much, we didn't realise we'd given them the lot.
No, I can imagine. Hectic, was it?
It's fine.
Come on, David. I'm sure you coped. All the nice comments in the visitors' book show that, but I shan't be very flattered to think you didn't miss me at all.
Right. It was hell.
David.
Ruth can't fry an egg. Mark got sauce down his best court
Mark,
trousers.
Mark, did he cook? How sweet.
We needed him.
Oh, it sounds to me like a case of too many cooks spoil the broth.
Yeah.
With you, Ruth, Shula, Mark and Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth wasn't there.
No. That was what you were getting at this morning.
Yeah, I took one look at the hard work and moved into Lower Loxley.
It was very naughty of her, leaving you all in the lurch.
Mum! Shula!
Oh, I've missed you.
Oh, I miss you too.
Well, I'll leave you two to catch up. I've got to get down to Grange Farm. I'll see you at lunch, Mum.
See you.
Bye.
Now, Shula, I expect the truth from my eldest. What exactly has been going on while I've been away?
I don't know where to start.
I was very cross about Elizabeth deserting you.
Oh, well, they were busy at Lower Loxley with the battle and the sealed knot thing. Oh, you missed that too, didn't you? Well, that was part of it. And
it's no excuse. The rest of you had jobs too.
Oh, I didn't mean that. You see, she'd been seeing Richard again. And then he got very involved with Debbie because of the battle and... Oh, Mum, come on into the house. I'll make you a coffee and we can have a good gossip about everything.
You let any one of them blasted dogs anywhere near my sheep, or I'll be back with me shotgun. And all the law books in the world ain't gonna stop me.
Morning, Joe. Having trouble?
Blooming cheek. Squatting on my land, telling me what I can and can't do. I ain't having it.
They're still here, then?
Come to gloat, have you?
No. I came to see the size of the problem and maybe to help if I can.
Well, you'll be the first. We belong to the estate, lawyers, police. Nobody wants to know. You let them in, you get them out.
Well, Eddie was an absolute idiot to have them here in the first place.
Yeah, well, maybe he was. But there weren't so many of them then. We asked to make money where we can find it.
The main thing is to get rid of them and make sure they don't come again.
Yeah. You got any ideas?
I might have. There aren't so very many of them at the moment.
Well, if Clary let me bring me shotgun...
That's not the way. That just gets you into trouble.
This is an Englishman's always his castle.
But there are ways of making life, shall we say, not as pleasant as it might be for them without falling foul of the law.
Mm-hmm. You'd help, would you?
I might. But I'm not having you run them off your land just so that they can turn up on mine. Give us time to get our defences ready.
Defences? How do you mean defences?
Well, I want every gateway in Brookfield blocked when this lot get on the move. It's what you should have done when you heard there might be more coming.
Yeah, well, that's easy to say that now.
Must have thought you were a real soft touch.
Yeah, well, they're wrong there.
Well, you better prove it, Joe. And quickly. Before word gets round and all their mates turn up.
Come on, Clive, ring if you're going to. Oh, no, that's all I need. Coming! Oh, Shula.
Hello, Susan. Sorry to bother you at home, but could I come in a minute?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, I mean, yes, of course. Thanks. Only I was passing, so I thought I might as well drop in and explain properly.
Go through. About what?
Tomorrow. I shan't be in, nor will Mr. Pemberton.
Oh, that's all right. You could have just left a message.
We're going to have a real brainstorm session about the travellers, and Mr. Pemberton would rather do that at home.
Fine. There's lots I can be getting on with. Well, if that's all.
Well, it wasn't really. I wondered if I could persuade you to change your mind about tonight.
Tonight? What's happening tonight?
The WIAGM.
Oh, that. No, I told you Neil's working late.
I just think it would do you good to get out.
Look, it's kind of you to take an interest, Shula, but I'm fine. Busy, of course.
Yes, so quite. But I thought if you could get out among friends, you'd...
Okay, I'll come. That's settled then, eh? Look, I don't want to be rude, Shula.
Oh, that's all right. You answer the phone. I don't mind waiting.
No, there's no need. I'll see you tonight then, shan't I?
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
Well, I'll let myself out then.
You answer the phone.
Yeah, right. Bye then.
Bye.
Susan, is that you?
Yes.
You took your time.
There was somebody here. I told you it isn't safe.
Have you got the money?
No. You didn't say how much.
250 like last time.
Clive,
There isn't any left. I couldn't even pay the electricity bill.
Well, you just have to find it somehow.
I can't keep doing this. I've barely got enough to live on myself.
You owe it to me, Susie, after what you did to me.
But I didn't, Clive. All right, I'll get it.
When?
I don't know. Tomorrow morning, I suppose. But then that's it. We're quits.
I'll ring you tomorrow afternoon to tell you where to send it.
Tell me now.
Oh, no. You ain't catching me with that trick twice.
But you can't ring here. Not in the afternoon. The children might answer the phone. Neil, even.
All right, your office then.
No, that's worse.
Worse than if I turned up on your doorstep. Your office it is then.
No, Clive, you can't. Clive! Clive!
Like to see anyone try and get past that.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
Your tractor's blocking that gateway.
That's the idea.
Oh, don't worry, you're safe. Don't show any signs of shifting.
Well, you better make sure they do. Honestly, Eddie, what were you thinking of? Don't you read the papers?
There's only a few of them to start with. I thought there was legitimate campers.
Pull the other one. You saw the chance of making a quick buck and didn't care who got hurt in the meantime.
Yeah, well, I learned my lesson, haven't I? Dad said you might be willing to give us a bit of help.
Your name will be mud round here. You know that, don't you? I was on the phone to Brian about it last night.
Oh, thanks.
I'm seeing him at a barbecue tonight. We're going to discuss tactics.
Well, are you going to meet on him?
We might.
It ain't easy for me to have to come cap in hand.
Oh, you should have thought of that before.
Oh, here you are, David.
Oh, dear.
Morning, Eddie.
Mum, why aren't you in bed?
Only in the zoo, actually. We kept a lookout, and I think you see more in the outback. David, you do realise that tractor's blocking the gateway?
I was just going to move it.
Well, I thought you said...
So, are we getting our presents this lunchtime, Mum?
Yes, now I've had a chance to unpack. What you won't be getting is any food if I don't get my skates on. See you later.
Yeah, 1 o'clock. Bye, Mum.
I thought you'd put that tractor there to keep the travellers in.
Shh, not so loud. I don't want Mum to hear about them.
Why not?
Remember our squatters? She just sees things a bit differently, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Of course, that's the trouble with women. They get all emotional.
I don't want her worrying when she doesn't have to.
Clara's the same. I've had a promise her. I'll have one last go at getting them to move on peacefully.
Yeah, well, watch it if you've got anything else in mind.
Dad said you're all for a bit...
Applying some intelligence to the situation, like I did with our squatters. There's no need for violence.
So what did you do?
I cut the water off for a start. That's what I mean, Eddie. Use your brains. Now, I've got to get on. I don't want to miss my present, do I?
Oh, my head, David!
Sorry.
Ooh.
Hey! Oh, gosh! Well, they really do come back.
You've got the technique right. I've seen people practice for hours. You can't quite believe it, can you? So much about Australia you can't quite believe.
Yeah, I like your pictures of the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, yes, the colours were amazing.
I hope Dad's busy making friends in Cairns so we can all go.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Australians are so hospitable.
Having all that space, I suppose.
Mm.
How much longer will he be there, do you think?
We'll get more idea when he phones. David, you're not to worry.
I've been telling him that.
Oh, I see. My secret's out, is it? Who told you, Elizabeth?
He knew all about the new bailiff before he went away. He's not going to mind.
Where is Elizabeth?
She couldn't come. She's working. But we're going to have lunch tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Ruth's been an awfully long time changing Pip, David. And you better go and see if she needs any help.
Oh, yeah, right. Then maybe we can eat.
Right.
So you haven't had a chance to talk to Elizabeth?
Yes, we had a little heart-to-heart yesterday. I was cross about her leaving you all in a lurch.
Mm. It did seem a lot like the old Elizabeth.
That's exactly what I said. But it's you I'm a bit concerned about. You look tired.
Oh, this from the woman who seems to have given up sleep.
Sure, it'll hit me sooner or later.
Oh.
Don't try to change the subject.
Well, there is a problem at work that's bothering me.
Pip's really distinguished herself this time.
Eddie Grundy's travellers.
Why, what about them?
Such a dirty nappy, she needs a bath.
Oh.
Suppose you wouldn't like to go and help Ruth, Mum, would you?
I'd love to. It's ages since I've seen Pip in a bath.
couldn't you have done that, David? Mum really needs a rest.
Yeah, exactly, which is why I don't think telling her about the travellers is a very good idea.
Why not?
Well, you know how upset she got about our squatters.
Oh, well, maybe...
With a bit of luck, they'll be gone soon.
Oh, I hope you're right. I'm seeing Mr. Pemberton about it this afternoon. I don't think he's quite so optimistic.
Any chance of some dinner? Oh, you ain't had it already.
Who's its luck? Clary was just about to dish up, and then that Jean Harvey rang up. They've been gassing for ages.
Oh, yeah.
Bloomin' WI. We thought we'd heard the last of that for a bit, now she got herself elected.
Yeah.
You'd think they made her Prime Minister, the way she's been carrying on about.
Yeah, she was where they mightn't. So them blasted travellers...
Don't talk to me about them. Do you know what happened to me at the estate office?
No, what?
Susan Carter had me thrown out.
Oh, no.
Well, good as.
Oh, Dad, you ain't been causing more trouble.
No, I ain't. Went along in pursuit of my legitimate rights.
Oh, Dad.
And got threatened with the police. That's nice, isn't it?
So we're trying to get them on our side. What did Shula say?
Oh, she weren't there. Only that jumped up Madam Susan Carter. I don't know what's got into her.
You gotta go carefully on this one, Dad.
Well, he was. No cause for her to go shrieking at me like a mad woman. There's something wrong with that family.
So what did she say about the tenancy?
I couldn't get no sense out of her. She's barmy. She said Shula Archer and that Pemberton was having a meeting.
Oh, why?
Should have said anything to get rid of me. How can you deal with folk like that?
Oh, I don't know. Wish I did.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Where you been, any road? Did you go and see David Archer?
Yeah.
And?
I had a few good ideas. We're certainly going to need them.
See?
Look, these travellers want to claim gypsy status.
Well, good luck to them. They can call themselves anything they like. Still don't give them the right to squat on my land.
Yes, it does. Yep. That's why they're doing it. They can apply for planning permission to have that field turn into a permanent gypsy site.
I don't believe it.
Well, that's what they said. Quoting me chapter and verse.
They can't do that. It's our land. They can't just take it over.
Well, they think they can.
Oh, well, they can think again. This has gone far enough, Eddie. You better do something about it and sharpish, or we shall all be claiming gypsy status.
I wish he'd hurry up.
The lines may be busy. Don't worry, you ring.
Yeah. Wish I could have told him face to face.
I know what you mean. Helps to see someone's expression, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
But I truly don't think you'd be that bothered. You can't imagine how far away Brookfield seems when you're sitting in the sun watching the surf roll in.
Didn't stop you worrying about the bed and breakfast, though, did it?
And I came home and found it had all been perfectly fine.
Oh.
There you are. That'll be him now. Hello?
Hello, Jill.
Phil. It's wonderful to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm fine.
Really? How's the ear?
Oh, much better. But they say I shouldn't fly until I finish the antibiotics.
No, of course not. Is Kenton looking after you?
When he can drag himself away from his boats. No. Everyone's been very kind. But never mind me. How are you? How was the flight?
Oh, not too bad. Boring, mainly.
Well, I hope you got some rest when you got home.
No, she didn't.
I did.
What's that? I can't hear.
It's David. He wants a word in a minute. Huh? I do keep falling asleep at funny times. I nearly nodded off in the middle of the flower and produce show.
Oh, the flower and produce show. It seems a million miles away.
Yes. I must tell you, Bert and Uncle Tom did a joint entry.
Never. What, Bert and Uncle Tom? Oh, well, things have changed while we've been away.
Well, it was really nice of Uncle Tom, or so we thought, because Bert had done so much work on his garden while he was laid up.
Well, it's unusual for Uncle Tom to let anyone take the credit for his precious vegetables.
He didn't. It was funny. They won, of course. And then he pocketed the certificate. Says Bert can have a photocopy.
Oh, well, I bet that went down well.
Yes, you should have seen his face. Anyway, I mustn't ramble on. I know David's dying to talk to
you. No, you take your time.
No, go on. I've had long enough. Here he is, Phil.
Right.
Dad, hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I feel a terrible fraud leaving you to cope with the farm all this time.
Oh, that's all right. We've managed.
Really?
Yeah.
What, even with that new contract work to contend with? I've been worried about that.
Well, do you want the good news or the bad?
Oh, come on. Let's hear the bad.
The contract fell through. Nigel decided he needed to sell the land after all.
some, you lose some. Probably a good thing, really. Left you more time to concentrate on Brookfield.
Only I'd gone ahead and bought the new baler.
Well, that's all right. We'd agreed we needed a new one anyway. So what's the bad news?
No, that was it. Everything else is fine.
There you are, you see, David. I told you.
Shula.
Hello, Susan.
Oh, what are you... I mean, you said you and Mr. Pemberton weren't coming in today.
Oh, change of plan. We decided it was a bit silly when there are documents here we're going to need.
Mr. Pemberton's coming too.
Yes. I'm surprised he isn't here already. Has he rung?
No. No, no one has.
Oh, well, I expect he's on his way.
Oh, no, that's all right. Do get off home. Leave us to it.
Oh, no, I can't.
Honestly, it's all right. Aren't you working rather late as it is? Who's picking the children up?
Neil. Well, he's out all these evenings because of his job.
You don't need to keep doing this.
What?
We know you're good at your job. Anyone can get ill. You've got nothing to prove to me. I'd really feel much happier if you got yourself off home.
I can't. That is... Well,
what's the matter? Would it help to talk?
You said you wanted to get ready for Mr. Pemberton.
Well, I think it's much more important I find out what's worrying you. There's been something wrong all week, hasn't there?
Well,
is it you and Neil? You don't have to tell me.
Yes, that's it. It's me and Neil.
I thought it might be. That's why I think you should get off home. I mean, if he's going to be there for once...
We need the money. I need it.
Is that what's causing the problem?
Yeah.
I know it must be tough for Neil. Everybody tightening their belts.
There's just been these unexpected expenses.
Oh, we all have those.
I've had to dip into our savings.
And Neil doesn't approve.
No.
Well, he always was a worrier.
He doesn't know. Oh, Shuley, you mustn't tell him.
Of course I won't, but surely...
I wouldn't have told you, but... Oh, it's like a nightmare.
So you're trying to pay it back before he finds out? That's what all this extra work is about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Susan. I don't want to interfere, but don't you think it would be better if you told him? You're married. If you have problems, you can face them together. I'm sure Neil would be very upset if he knew you were getting into such a state about it.
No. No.
Dear, and I bet that's Mr. Pemberton. Look, I'll tell him we need some time to talk.
No, you mustn't answer it.
Oh, no, you're probably right. OK, you put your best secretary's voice on and say I'm tied up.
Yeah.
Well, you better do it quickly. I don't want him to think I've gone home. Susan? Susan, come on, answer the phone.